What's happening? What's happening, Muskegon? You know who it is. It's DJ Q89. You in the mix with me all the way to 11 p.m. And today in the studio, I have a candidate that's running for Muskegon Heights Council. Muskegon Heights Council.
Yes, sir.
I have Andy Robinson, man. How you feeling?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So tomorrow's the big day.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So I have the honor to have you as 103.7 The Beat last guest.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's one.
So last is always best.
Last is always best. I'm feeling. So let's get into the questions. So let's start with something with community and development. What is your vision for the future of Muskegon Heights over the next 4 years if you are elected?
I think my plans are just to focus on the revenue and the development of Muskegon Heights and also our kids of Muskegon Heights, mm-hmm. to grow them and to grow our community and to grow our city at the end of the day.
Okay. How do you plan to attract new businesses and jobs to the city while supporting small local entrepreneurship?
That's kind of a hard question. I think at the end of the day, you have to start with the small business to let them see that we care about them and let them prosper too. Then eventually the new business will come once they see Muskegon Heights is prospering and trying to make the city a better place.
Yeah. What's your plans to address vacant properties and improve housing options for residents for Muskegon Heights?
Got to get some developers in here,
yeah,
somewhere, and we let us start building houses.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of streets have a whole block of empty houses.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we don't got them houses. We don't got no money coming in. We don't got the revenue to sustain the city.
What do you think the reason for that, with all the abandoned houses and properties in Muskegon Heights?
Just think, as the older generation died off, the next generation really didn't do their job. Really, I ain't gonna say do their job, but they didn't care. A lot of them moved out of the Heights,
okay,
you know, for better reasons. But at the same time, we got to get them people back to get our money and revenue back up.
Yeah. Let's get into public safety and city service. What's your plans to strengthen public safety and the community police relations in Muskegon Heights?
Got to get our officers out there more.
Yeah.
Just not on calls or when they having a picnic somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just on a daily basis. Just get out there and get involved with your community. You're working at 12 hours, so you got to know who you're working with. There's only a 4 mile radius, so you got to, it ain't that hard to say you don't know your citizens when you there 7 days a week, almost 12 hours a day.
Now, you ran for school board. When did you run for Muskegon High School Board?
Last year.
So let's get into education and youth opportunities. How will you collaborate with Muskegon Heights Public Schools to improve outcome for students or the academy? Even though you're not going to be with the board, you're going to be with the city.
Right.
You know, if you're elected.
Yeah.
How would you collaborate the city and the Muskegon Heights Public Schools to improve outcomes for students?
Just got
to
get on the same page, get our students back and with our own school system and take pride in caring to our education. You know what I mean? We lost a whole generation of kids without good education. So it's kind of our fault. So we got to do everything we can and will to get our education back up to par.
Okay. Let's get into community engagement. Can you state some events that you was part of that involved the community? Some things that you did, volunteer?
Do the Night on the Lake with the West Michigan Lakehawks Fighting Foundation.
Okay.
Been doing that for the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Shop with the Cop, always. I always love that, seeing the kids and stuff around Christmas. So there's just a lot of stuff I do. I just don't broadcast or put myself out there, but I'm always behind doors, closed doors, doing something that involves the community to help the community.
Yeah. Who's some people that you work with in the community?
Mr. Ronald Jenkins.
Okay.
I mean, I do a lot of stuff in the church, within the community, with our church.
And he's also running, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I do, like I said, with Mr. Ronald Jenkins, within the church alone. You know what I mean? A lot of people always see me in the church doing something, you know, so.
Have you ever been to any of the council meetings?
Yeah, I have.
How do you think they go?
You know, just like any other meeting, you got the good meetings, you got the bad meetings. Just at the end of the day, is how you come forward and how you end up at the end of the meeting. Did we get something done, or we just wasted our time?
Okay. What's some things that inspire you to run for Muskegon Heights Council?
I think it's my parents
Okay.
And to get involved in with our community. I've been here all my life. Go to church in the community. Went to school in the community. Born and raised in the Heights. I don't know nothing but the Heights City, Muskegon Heights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So big shout out to my parents, Bernita Beckham and Cowboy. So okay. Especially Cowboy. He was the main person that drove me to be where I am today and involved in my community, seeing him doing so much for the community and with our kids and
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff. You know, he don't put a lot of money into the community without people knowing. I want to give him his flowers while he's still yeah. alive.
Something that you believe that you can change yourself in Muskegon Heights, what would that be?
Like the way the older generation look at the younger people.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? We, as an older generation, they look like we young, we don't know nothing, we can't do nothing. But at the end of the day, they paved the way, they the trailblazers. So we don't learn from them. So now it's time to pass the torch and let us survive, let us mm-hmm. succeed. And you know what I mean? Let us learn from y'all teachings. And if not, if we fail, be there to guide us, not talk about us, break us down.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been currently on the board before of anything?
Not since
high school.
Yeah, I was on the leadership board at high school.
Okay, leadership board. Yeah. Anything else? That's it?
Nope. Serving the deacon board at my church, but that's
okay. Good. What church you go to?
Greater Liberty Church of God in Christ, 2836 Bishop Willie R. Foster Boulevard.
You all got to put the address out there.
Church starts at 11:30 on Sundays.
And I'm going to ask you this last question. What do you hope people would say about your leadership if you're elected?
That I did a good job, bro. I tried my best, even yeah. if me going in here being young first time, tried my best to move the city forward
yeah.
and let it succeed, let it be great.
And, you know, I commend you for you're giving it another shot. You ran for school board,
yes, sir.
You know, and now you showing that you want to make change.
Yeah.
You know, so now you want it for city council. If not elected, what are your plans?
Still do the same thing I'm doing. Still be involved with the community. I mean, mm-hmm. next election, I might run again and keep going and try to get on it to show the community. I love my community. I want the change. Just not talking about it. I'm trying to be a part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Muskegon, that's Anderson Robinson. You know, so he is wanting for Muskegon Heights City Council. Make sure you go out there and vote Tuesday, November 5th. November 4th.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you go out there and vote November 4th. Muskegon Heights City Hall, if you're Muskegon, you know, Muskegon City Hall, you know where the precinct's at. Yes, so sir. This is very important. Anything you want to say to the community?
I want to thank you for the support and your love. You know what I mean? Like I said, even if I don't make it, I'm always going to be there and try my best if I do get elected.
All right. Get back to more music. I appreciate you coming on.
Most definitely.